Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. The shooting outraged the entire city, fed up with senseless shootings that had left many, many times innocent bystanders injured or worse. And it came to a head on Monday, as you know, after an 11-year-old girl, Kiara Tay, died after getting hit by a stray bullet. And today, police hauled in a suspect in that shooting. Tragically, Wynn's family officials say the suspect is actually a child himself, 15 years old. 15! And now he faces murder and other charges. It's where we begin this Friday. 1010 Wynn's reporter Carol DeOrion out, leading us off from the Bronx.
The accused shooter is 15 years old, and because of his age, his name is being withheld. But the charges are not. He faces murder, manslaughter, and criminal possession of a weapon. The 11-year-old victim, Kiara Tay, was shot right in front of a nail salon at Fox Street and Westchester Avenue. There's a memorial there for her. And Deborah said the 15-year-old should be punished, but she wasn't sure how.
I mean, who should we blame for this? Is it the parents of the child that got arrested?
And Jasmine was with her 10-year-old daughter at the nail salon and still shaken by the tragedy.
It could have been us, you know? It could have been me going through it. I probably would have killed them myself.
The police say the 15-year-old was riding on the back of a scooter aiming for someone else when the girl was hit. The driver of the scooter is still being sought. Carol DeOrion, 1010 Wins in the Bronx.
11 and 15. I just can't. The 11-year-old stumbled into a nail salon for help, collapsed, before later dying at a local hospital. According to the latest NYPD records, there have been 65 shootings so far this year, three of them fatal, with victims all under 18. Switching gears now, Bill de Blasio for Congress. The ex-mayor was on Morning Joe declaring a run for the 10th District. That's a redrawn area that includes parts of Manhattan, as well as his Brooklyn neighborhood. Says the constituents in the 10th need a new person in there to get some work done.
I fundamentally believe they're looking for leaders who can go to Washington and get some of the things we need done to lower costs. Look, I never had, in the time I was mayor, a federal government that could help me and help the people of my city the way we deserve. We've got to get there. We've got to fight for it.
De Blasio ended his second mayoral term here last year. Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler currently represents District 10, but under the newly redrawn maps, he no longer lives in the district. Nadler has said he believes the new maps are unconstitutional, and if the new maps become official, he says he'll run in the 12th district against Carolyn Maloney. The primaries were pushed back from June to August 23rd. Well, the MTA, the NYPD, the Port Authority, and other policing agencies looking for fake license plates. They announced a crackdown today saying there's a rise in fake and obstructed plates, and they're going after the culprits.
The Port Authority police will pull you over immediately, and if necessary, will impound your car on the spot, and you may face criminal charges. In this year alone, the Port Authority Police Department has written more than 4,000 summonses for toll evasion.
Robin Bramwell Stewart there, a deputy director at the Port Authority, basically saying, stop ripping off the system. It costs money to run these bridges and tunnels. Pay your share, or we're going to stop you and take all your stuff. Mayor Adams already declared Saturday as Big Day, honoring the notorious B.I.G., and today the commemoratives begin with that 4 p.m. lighting at the Empire State Building Observatory.
B.I.G.P.O.P.P.A. No info.
Feels like Friday just to hear his voice, doesn't it? They're lighting up an avatar where people can come in and take pictures and buy Biggie merch. They're doing it from 4 to 9 today and 4 to 9 again tomorrow. Biggie grew up in Bed-Stuy, you know, and was considered one of the greatest rappers of all time, Mr. Christopher Wallace. Also, don't forget, you can grab a keepsake Metro card out of one of the select vending machines in Brooklyn at four subway stations. The cards will be adorned with Biggie's picture on the cover. You can check the MTA's website to see which stations are carrying it. A report says New York City rents are up 18% over last year. Stop it. Alert the media. Like we didn't know, right? And especially studio apartments. Realtor.com's latest report says the average cost of a shoebox jumped from 29% to a whopping $2,581 a month. Ouch! And that's without the shoestrings. For a one-bedroom, you'll pay $2,573, a little bit cheaper, and cheaper, right? A little less expensive, I'll put it that way. And for two bedrooms, get ready to fork over $3,166. So why does a studio cost so much? Well, it's probably because that's the only thing available, and they're in high demand right now. Overall, the average cost to rent an apartment is $2,845. That's an 18% jump over April of last year. Down on Broadway, keep your mask on at the show. The Theater District has extended its mask mandate for audience members through June the 30th. Yep, so you'll have to watch Hamilton peeping over the top of your K95 mask. The decision coming as New York reaches a high COVID-19 alert level. We'll be telling you more about that a little bit later in the broadcast. That's due to an elevated level of community spread and increased hospitalizations. That alert level, orange, includes a recommendation that the city reinstate a requirement to wear face masks in all public indoor places. So, for Mayor Adams says he will not make it a mandate, though. Broadway League President Charlotte St. Martin says by maintaining the mask mandate through June, they can continue their current track record, of safety despite the Omicron variants. Well, the latest COVID update shows 87% of the counties in New York, including the Big Apple, are now at high COVID risk. CDC says all of New York City turned orange, reflecting the highest threat scenario of all the three tiers. The Bronx had been the lone county to remain in the low-risk category for at least much of this week, which officials say tells you how fast this doggone subvariant is traveling. In the most recent update, only Orange County in the Mid-Hudson region remains green. Not clear how long that's going to last because the rolling case average in Orange County has been inching up. The designated high-risk counties now in our state represent about 18% of the 297 across America that the CDC now puts in the same category. An EMT in the hospital this afternoon released after he was treated for a gunshot wound to the shoulder, treating some alleged drunk guy, and sat in an ambulance on Staten Island. First responders picked up a guy at a place in West Brighton called the Funky Monkey Bar just before 8 last night. Cops say 37-year-old Thomas McCauley was outside the bar when the EMTs arrived, walked himself to the back of the ambulance. They were taking him to Richmond University Med Center, and police say that's when he pulled out a gun and fired. He has been arrested now and charged with criminal possession.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.